You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, following on from last week's coverage of cannabis polling, I wanted to look into the health implications of cannabis legalization. I started off with concerns around mental health and how legalization may impact upon those who are vulnerable, such as young people or those who have a history of psychosis in their families. Professor of Otago University Joe Bowden joined me to discuss the concerns and what the data suggests. He started off by telling me about the effects of cannabis on the young brain.
The impacts of cannabis on the brain, well, that's a growing area of understanding. So there's some research that suggests that there are changes, particularly for young users, in terms of the architecture of the brain, that is relative amounts of gray matter and white matter and where they're distributed. The Dunedin study has shown some effects on cognition, such that regular users may reduce their IQ by up to about 8 points at some point in their lives. But really, the research in this area is still in its infancy.
Couple things in there. So in terms of IQ, that's kind of a debatable, not totally solid concept for people.
Yes, I'd say so.
And then in terms of young people, what age bracket are you talking there?
We typically refer to the developing brain as the period up to age 25. By around 25, most of, in terms of brain organization and the development, the full development of executive function and frontal lobe activity is more or less set by the age of 25.
So with that in mind, with the cannabis referendum coming up, what are your thoughts on that legislation so far?
Well, it's best to keep in mind that the potential harmful effects of cannabis are limited by the fact that that use of cannabis in the population, although relatively high in New Zealand, is actually somewhat uncommon as compared to, for example, alcohol use, which is extremely common. So that's one issue to consider. The other, in terms of the referendum, we know already that if cannabis were to be legalized, the purchase age will be 20, which would mitigate some of the concern around young people actually accessing cannabis, because at the moment, with cannabis being illegal, nobody who sells it actually checks ID or, you know, verifies the age of people who are purchasing from them. So, and in theory, a legalized cannabis market would mean that it is actually harder for young people who are under the age of 20 to access it than it is now.
So are you in support of the legislation so far in some areas?
Thus far, I'm in support of the legislation, yes.
So you think New Zealand is doing it right. What are some other countries that you see as making proper steps in this matter?
I think probably the best comparison is between ourselves and Canada. Now, Canada legalized cannabis in October 2018. They have a more complex set of circumstances to deal with, because they have both a federal government and provincial governments, whereas we only really have the one level to deal with. So there's somewhat different sets of rules for the different provinces. But what's very interesting, I don't like to cherry pick data, but in the first full year of legalization, they found in Canada that cannabis use amongst the 15 to 17 year old group, which we would consider a vulnerable group in terms of brain development, that was cut almost in half.
Wow. The other thing I kind of wanted to touch on is before that 25 mark, someone who is potentially predisposed to psychosis, the use of cannabis can exacerbate that. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, it seems to be the case that there's a bit of causal role for cannabis use in the development of psychotic symptomatology in people who are genetically predisposed to that. One of the issues is that if you were to have, for example, a first-degree relative with a history of psychotic illness, it would be a very good idea to stay away from cannabis because having that first-degree relative with a psychotic illness would mean that your susceptibility to psychotic illness would be higher.
Hmm. Do you think this legislation takes that into account as much as it should?
Well, the difficulty is that we tend to think of the fact that cannabis is currently banned as being a regulation, but it's not. There's no evidence that it's actually stopped anyone who wants to use it from using it. So, in fact, I think the legalization option with the higher age of purchase actually gives us more protection against these issues. And what's more, a legal cannabis regime will allow a maximum amount of THC in products that are sold, and that is probably the most important issue in terms of the linkage between cannabis and psychosis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.